Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Patrick McCary met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
All over the offensive line over the years, what has it been like for the start of camp where you've kind of been able to focus in on right tackle, at least for the time being?
It's been good to stack days, focus on one position and get better every day, seeing what I need to work on and just continuing to improve. It's been good.
Is it your desire to contend for that right tackle spot, even knowing that, you know, team values, you value yourself as that sixth man kind of role? Is it your decision? Would you prefer to just be starting in one spot?
I just want to play, and I want to help the team. And whatever way that looks like, that's up to the coaches in the front office. But like I said, I just want to play and help the team, and that's for them to decide.
Different do you feel your leadership role is in the room after Kevin and Morgan obviously go on to other spots? Does it just feel like you're looking around and seeing a lot of the guys looking back up at you?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin and Morgan were great leaders. John was awesome too to have in the room. Yeah, as the years go on, I continue to be the older and older guy in the room and take more of a leadership role. And that's good. And the younger guys, I feel like, look up to me and Ronnie and Tyler and some of the other guys. And it's good to be in a mentorship role and really guide these guys up. And they're doing a great job. So, yes.
Patrick, you obviously were a mentor for Tyler Linderbaum. Now you have Roger Rosenberg. What are your impressions of him? Have you gotten to know him and watched him do this?
Yeah. Roger's been great. You know, he's really immersed in the meetings. Really locked in at practice. He's a pro, working to get better every day. I like what I'm seeing, so he's going to get it done. He's going to have a chance.
You talk about being nice to be in one spot and work there, but you also know that regardless, you're probably going to wind up playing different spots over the course of the season. At what point do you have to get other reps? I mean, how many reps do you need out of the other positions, given it's something you've done for a lot of years?
Yeah, you know, I do need the reps. Right now they have me at right tackle, and that's what I'm focusing on day to day. But when the time comes and they ask me to move around and do other things, and I got to lock it in on that position and get better there. But just one day at a time. It's still early in camp, so just one day at a time.
I know you're good buddies with Tyler Linderbaum. What do you see from him? I mean, obviously he played at such a high level last year, but where do you see the difference from year two to year three?
Yeah, you know, he's an incredible center. Pro Bowler last year. Planning for him to be an all-pro this year, just has all the talent, all the skills, taking a bigger leadership role this year, taking more control of the offense, and just focusing on his small tweaks to get better every day, and he's really working at it. I mean, early in camp, he's already looking season ready, so he's going to be great.
Patrick, what does that leadership look like out there on the field for Tyler?
Taking command of the offensive line, taking command of the offense, really controlling the play calls or the defensive calls from the offensive line point of view, and just making sure everyone's accountable, being on everyone, making sure everyone's in the right spot, having the right calls, and he's killing it. He's doing great.
With so much change on the offensive line, how critical has he been, just like having that same guy right?
Yeah, very cool. Just with his calls and his consistency with that, having two new guys play next to him, it helps them out a lot too to have a guy like Tyler in the middle. So. It's very helpful.
Now, obviously, you're replacing starters along the offensive line. Where do you feel like at the early part of camp here, where do you feel like the offensive line is developing-wise?
We're getting better every day. You know, it's early in camp. There's guys shining, and there's work being done. It's still early, but I think we're heading in the right direction, and there's only up to go. So I think we're going to be pretty damn good. Yeah, being comfortable with the scheme again for now the second year, it helps, you know, through OTAs, through the start of camp, understanding the calls, understanding the looks we want on defense, and installing it early and having a better understanding of it is really helpful, allows us to play faster. It's beneficial.
Now, given all that turnover on the offensive line, you talk about leadership and accountability, how much
much do guys like yourself, in addition to Tyler Lindbaum and Ronnie, the older guys, what do you do in the room to kind of, hey, it's going to be a younger line, we got to get these guys ready to play?
What do we do in the room?
Yeah, like how do you hold them accountable? What do you do behind the scenes to kind of lead
them? Work with them after practice, talk with them after meetings. What do you have questions on? What do you need help with? Coming from college to the pros, it's a bigger playbook. The technique is more important. So just clarifying with them, letting them know that we're here, whatever you need. You're just helping them out. If they have a good rep, cheering them on a good rep. If they have a bad rep, coaching up on it. But it's all a part of it. It's all a part of camp. It's part of the process.
Andrew coming back from his injury last year, was there anything you kind of saw in terms of maybe being in meetings or anything prep-wise they did last year when he wasn't able to play or really practice that prepared him for the role he's playing in camp so far?
Yeah, Andrew was really locked in last year in all the meetings. Even though he was hurt, he knew he wasn't going to play. But he was locked in all the meetings, taking notes in every meeting. So I think picking up the offensive calls has been easier for him because of how locked in he was last year. And I was just getting back to him. I mean, he's been out of football for a year. He's getting so much better every day. He's a great football player, and he's going to get it done.
Patrick, John mentioned he'd like to have a picture of the offensive line set kind of 2 to 3 weeks into camp or thereabouts. I'm curious, as a group or for yourself, where would you like it to fall in that window, and how important is it from just a time frame standpoint?
The best five to go out there and play and be great. When that shapes up is when it shapes up. Like I said, still early in camp, but we're getting better every day. And come preseason games, I think it'll be telling a lot of how it's going to shape up, but just one day at a time.
All right, thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.